The sound of fans cheering for their favorite teams will soon be heard at most of the 19 casinos in Iowa, including Rhythm City in Davenport and Isle in Bettendorf. Brian Arilko, administrator of the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission, says the new law gives the casinos a reason to spend money and hire more employees.
We're seeing new jobs with this legislation. We're also not just on site and operating the books and helping with that. We're seeing significant investment in some of the facilities. Some are still kind of dipping their toe in the waters, but in many of the locations, we're seeing significant capital being invested just to have places for...
The Iowa Democratic Party announced it has approved 71 extra caucus sites in Iowa, 25 in other states, and 3 in foreign countries. The goal is to increase participation for those who can't travel to their assigned precincts on February 3rd or are serving outside the state. Moline's city engineer says the noise of jackhammers in that part of the city will end in a couple of weeks when Cramer North America is finished tearing down the Iowa-bound 7th Avenue overpass. Kara Kirby lives two blocks from the intersection and says on the night of Monday, April 1st, the loud noise kept her up well past midnight.
I'm sleeping with earplugs in, you know, for the time being. But yeah, if we had a time frame, I think it'd definitely help. But it's just the unknown. Is this going to be the new normal of not being able to sleep at night? You know, or is this going to be quick and over with?
Moline's nuisance ordinance requires loud construction noise to end by 9 p.m. But late last month, city engineer Scott Hinton says aldermen approved Cramer's request for a 3-week variance to work late into the night. That way, the demolition is not causing more traffic congestion during the day. And Kirby says at least her daughter is a heavy sleeper. I'm Michelle O'Neill. Davenport Public Works Director Nicole Gleason says residents and businesses had about 1 hour warning before the temporary levee failed.
We did work with police and fire to make notification to all of those businesses and residents in the area to ensure that they could make advanced measures if they needed to. And we are now assisting any businesses downtown with filled sandbags. We did have crews filling sandbags all night and delivering them as well.
MidAmerican Energy turned off electricity and gas to the homes and businesses affected by the breach.
Every time we have a flood, and we've had plenty of them since 93, we drain the revenue that we have. And yes, we do get reimbursed some portions from FEMA, but it just keeps lowering and lowering and lowering our ability to survive.
And we're starting to have conversations about the Mississippi River as an entire river or corridor, because what happens up in Iowa tremendously impacts us. Like Mayor Gallagher said, it's coming our way. So I hope we start to continue discussions about the Mississippi River as an entire system and not just Alton's portion of the Mississippi or Mayor Smiley's portion of the Mississippi, because it impacts everybody from Iowa all the way down to Louisiana.
We don't want to create more problems downriver as well. An ongoing flood wall that literally pushes everything further downstream. We know a couple of communities south of us that literally would be washed away.
We know what to do, and we have the plan ready to go. And if we don't somehow get
Coast Guard's Marine Safety Detachment on Arsenal Island.
The word that it was coming was out early enough, and they've done an actual great job in preparing for it. You know, as far as right now, you know, we've had no major marine incidents because of this. So I think when it comes to flooding, preparation is probably 100% of it. If you can get preparation done before time, get the word out there it's coming. You know, most people will do the right thing.
He has 12 years' experience responding to floods, including several hurricanes. After working
and
a couple of years
this
in the
month,
Iowa DOT
says,
District Transportation Planner Sam Shea says all the snowmelt from up north pushed the river to its 8th highest level in the Quad Cities, and it became dangerous for Lunda employees to work up high using cranes parked on barges in the fast-moving, debris-filled river.
They're not actually up on the arches. They do have other things that they can work on, but the floodwaters have been high enough that it's actually starting to top over some of our pier work as well.
Shea says the high water is definitely causing delays and has slowed Lunda's progress.
We plan for there to be some weather delays.
That is the last thing you want to hear inside your home, no matter where you live. But for decades, the Federal Emergency Management Agency has based flood insurance rates on one factor, whether a home is located in or out of a floodplain. David Marstead is the chief executive of the National Flood Insurance Program.
There aren't near enough people with flood insurance, and about 30% of the properties in the high-risk area have coverage, and about 4% nationally outside the high-risk area. So we have a lot of work to do in making sure people understand flood insurance is their first line of defense to recover from flooding events. And they need to be talking with their insurance agent and their insurance company. A lot of people believe that their homeowner policy or their renter's policy provides them with flood insurance coverage, and they'll find that it doesn't. But we're doing everything we can to try to...
Steady rain on the day the temporary flood wall broke is one of the factors that contributed to its failure. Roger Perk is the chief of engineering and construction for the Coors Rock Island District. He says the barrier began to fail when the bottom of a HESCO basket began to slide due to pressure from the Mississippi River. The flood water was slightly higher than the top of the HESCO baskets sitting on River Drive near Pershing Avenue with sandbags on top.
From a calculation standpoint, everything worked out where those baskets should have been, have a high enough factor of safety that they should have stayed where they were. However, real life being real life, obviously something happened that caused that not to happen, and there was a failure.
Perk and the report say the real-world factors that caused the failure include the flood stage at the time, underseepage throughout the lengthy flood, steady rainfall on the day of the breach, which left the barrier foundation pavement wet, and the high center of gravity worsened by the...
But many trees in Iowa have been underwater for weeks and even months.
The foliage that's in the water could potentially die off. Over time, the stressing of that tree and lack of oxygen is then going to onset other issues. So pests, fungus, molds, things like that are going to work their way in, and that tree is going to be susceptible.
Since the soil has been saturated,
at least drivers in the Quad Cities have options during traffic jams. Alan Marshall from the Coors Rock Island District says lock closures effectively stop all Mississippi River traffic.
There isn't any detour on the river, so once the lock is closed, if you're in that pool above that lock, you're kind of stuck.
Moline improved its stormwater system with a better pumping system and better gate control to stop backups. In addition, Schick says, parts of River Drive in Moline have been raised 4 feet, and the bathrooms at Ben Butterworth Park are now made of concrete.
The biggest thing with this one was just layers and layers of silt. We were, to be perfectly honest, shocked. I thought for sure that our shoreline along Ben Butterworth would have been massively eroded, but the protection, the riprap, the rock that's on along the shoreline, worked. It held in place. You know, we thought we would find problems with our bike path. We thought we'd find, you know, other issues and things, but we've been up and down and around, and you know, it's just been a little bit washed out here, a lot of debris left there, more than anything.
Recover from Illinois and Mississippi River flooding.
It is somewhat disappointing to have over 1,400 homes impacted like this and have the dollar amount of damage, over $8 million worth of damage like we did, and have no idea why the individual assistance didn't occur.
Iowa and Missouri already received FEMA approval for individual assistance.
You know, if there's some things that you for sure wanted to make sure you get done before it floods again, maybe it's time to think about, oh, maybe you should do it now rather than wait till later. But it's not a situation yet that we would say, you know, start getting your resources ready because it's going to happen. We're not confident in that yet.
Some people are still recovering from this year's record-breaking flood along the Mississippi River. So Brooks and other meteorologists at the local National Weather Service office will keep a close eye on the unknown factors such as winter and spring precipitation, how wet the snow that falls is, how fast it may melt, and frost depth. The Weather Service will issue its first spring flood outlook on February 13th. I'm Michelle O'Neill.